Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 161, Three Critical Things to Know About Sunscreen. While there are many things that you could know or may want to know about sunscreen, in this podcast, I'm going to stick to the, at least in my mind, the three critical issues around sunscreen. Unfortunately, if you want to be outside much this summer, sunscreen is a necessary evil. Studies show that being physically active outside may offer far more benefits to your physical and mental health than exercising in a gym. And you've heard from previous podcasts, I'm a big fanatic of exercising outside. That is the best therapeutic thing that I do. And it really helps me in all aspects of my life. So if you want to be outside, you want to spend any amount of time, especially in the summer, you got to know the basics on sunscreen. And as a parent of four children, I know just how challenging sunscreen issues can be. So listen on to find out the three critical things to know about sunscreen so that you truly can be sun smart this summer. So here you go. Number one, sunscreen may not prevent skin cancer. Growing up, I thought that sunscreen was protecting me from skin cancer. Unfortunately, I later learned that there really are little data from medical studies backing this up. While faithful sunscreen use may prevent the less dangerous forms of skin cancer, there is no clear proof that it does anything to prevent the more deadly forms like melanoma, which causes most of the deaths from skin cancer. Even though more and more people are using sunscreen, studies show that melanoma rates have risen 81% in the last 30 years, and they're continuing to go up at a rate of about 3% per year. This ongoing rise, this melanoma epidemic, has some researchers now questioning if sunscreen actually increases the risk of melanoma. All right, I know I can be shot down for this, but listen to me. And there could actually be many possible explanations for this phenomenon. For example, sunscreen may give people a false sense of security, so they stay out much longer than they really should, and maybe that's what causes the increased risk of melanoma. Also, it could be that many sunscreens, especially in the past and even today, many sunscreens don't block the UVA form of cancer-causing sun rays. So just to back up, so there are UVA and UVB rays. UVA rays are not blocked by many sunscreens, and the UVA can go deeper, they can cause skin aging, they can also cause skin cancer. Many sunscreens just focus on UVB. Last, some researchers have even suggested that the vitamin A, that's retinol palmitate in many sunscreens, could theoretically increase the risk of cancer. The only proven way to decrease your risk of skin cancer is to avoid any prolonged sun exposure. This means staying indoors during peak exposure times, and that's typically 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m., or if you're going to go out between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., cover up with clothing like hats, sunglasses, etc. when outside. Interestingly, some studies have observed that safe levels of sun exposure may be protective against melanoma. What? Yes, let me repeat that. Some studies have observed that safe levels of sun exposure may protect you against the most deadly form of skin cancer, melanoma. Perhaps vitamin D somehow blocks melanomas. Now, of course, you got to be at the safe exposure level. 15 minutes of direct sunlight is all that many people need to get their daily dose of vitamin D, and that's according to the Vitamin D Council. It is important to know that if you choose to avoid all sun exposure in your life, maybe it's because you've had skin cancer or other issues, you need your vitamin D levels checked regularly. Research from our hospital has shown that low vitamin D levels are associated with heart disease as well as many other medical problems. So that's number one. Sunscreen may not prevent skin cancer. Number two, the SPF number means little. If you're like me, I always selected the highest SPF number sunscreen I could find. I somehow imagined that the higher the number, the more protected I was. Unfortunately, that's simply not the case. the SPF number is much more about marketing than the quality of the sunscreen. The SPF number means how much longer you could theoretically stay out in the sun without burning. For example, an SPF of 15 means that you could stay out 15 times longer without getting a sunburn. The problem is that SPF only measures the UVB ray blocking ability. While UVB rays are the main cause of sunburns, as we just covered, UVA rays can penetrate even deeper, and they can also cause skin aging and skin cancer. In one of many studies, and there are a number of these if you search through, European researchers compared 15 sunscreens which were all marketed with the same SPF number. Here's what they found. Number one, the same SPF number does not predict the UVA blocking ability of sunscreen. Number two, the same SPF number is not very accurate when it comes to UVB blocking. A lot of that's marketing. They hype up their numbers and they may not be accurate. What should you do? The key is to buy sunscreens which are clearly labeled as broad spectrum. Seeing broad spectrum somewhere on the label increases the likelihood that your sunscreen also blocks UVA rays. When it comes to the SPF number, you want at least a 15. Anything above 15 may be more about marketing than anything else. Lastly, remember to apply sunscreen evenly and regularly. Okay. Number three, the third most critical thing you need to know about sunscreen. Some sunscreen ingredients may be dangerous. In my youth, I never thought much about what was in the sunscreen I was using. Somehow I figured that it had to be safe or the government would never let these companies sell their products. Once again, I was wrong. As we've been covering, we talked about, many sunscreens contain vitamin A or retinol palmitate. Retinol palmitate could theoretically increase the cancer risk. The spray-on sunscreens may pose additional risks. Besides uneven application of sunscreen, the spray-on versions, so the spray-on versions, pose a potential inhalation risk. Breathing that stuff into your lungs may not be so healthy. And as convenient as a spray-on sunscreen is with our four small children, it is because of these risks, the inhalation risks, that we're no longer using the spray-on sunscreens. Lastly, there are many chemicals in sunscreens like oxybenzone, which may have an estrogen-like effect on the body. They're the so-called endocrine disruptors or hormone disruptors. While it is impossible to remember the scientific names of every potentially bad chemical to look for on the sunscreen ingredient list, there's help. When selecting the right sunscreen, we check the Environmental Working Group's recommended sunscreen brands. To make it easy, they have a free app. You can download it so you can have the information available when shopping. If you want links to the Environmental Working Group's websites or their sunscreen evaluation, or you want a link to their download their free app, or you want to look at the studies that I've referred to in this and every other podcast, please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 161. Take-home message. There is a very fine line between getting enough sun for your vitamin D needs and not getting too much sun that you prematurely age your skin, or get skin cancer. And in this podcast, I focused on the three most critical things to know about sunscreen. While the right sunscreen can help you be safer outside during the summer, covering up between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. is much safer and far more effective than sunscreen. So my question to you is, how do you stay sun smart, but yet you're still getting your vitamin D? Would love to hear from you. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. As mentioned, this is blog number 161. Scroll down to the bottom, and there you can leave a comment. Also, put any questions up there. I'll do my best to answer every one. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you've enjoyed it, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody. Rate it on iTunes and Stitcher. That helps us to reach more people. And if you've not yet taken the opportunity to go VIP and sign up for my newsletter, now's the time. And until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.